Because you're going to be hearing from Mr. Mark Riches in just a few moments. But before we get to Mr. Riches, I have a couple of announcements for you. We will not be coming together next Thursday evening, as it will be Thanksgiving here in the United States. So again, no call next Thursday evening. All the more important that your whole team is plugged in live on the call tonight. And of course, for those of you that are listening to the replay, welcome to you as well. Thank the person in your sponsorship that encouraged you to join us and got you the replay. Folks, we have a heck of a call lined up for you. I want to start by talking about the big event in Cookeville, Tennessee, coming up in just a few short weeks. We want to make sure that everybody's there. Now, the event is sold out. However, we are going to put together a waiting list. So to get on the waiting list, all you have to do is go into the Success Team Facebook group and post in there that you would like to be considered, but added to the waiting list, so that if space opens up, if we find out that there's someone who absolutely can't make it and we can give that chair to you, that we'll go through that waiting list. So I would do that this evening and get plugged in to our Facebook group. If you're not sure how to find the Success Team Facebook group, just go to gy3successteam.com and you'll see a link that will take you directly to our team Facebook group. The hotel room block ends tomorrow for Cookeville, Tennessee. So a lot of folks took immediate action to get their tickets so that you are guaranteed a seat in the room for this training event. However, there are some of you that have not yet booked your hotel room. And remember, we're at the Country Inn and Suites. We want you to get your hotel room booked before the room block and the $89 rate expires, which is going to be tomorrow, November 16th. So don't wait any longer. Get that taken care of. We want to make sure that everybody that has a ticket is committed and your plans are in place. However you're getting to the event, we have folks coming from all parts of the U.S. and we have folks coming from Canada. And we want to make sure that everybody that is listening is getting themselves organized to be at the event. I know folks are driving in. Some folks, like myself, are flying in. We're excited to see you all there. And the trainers are excited. We've been having some communication between the trainers at this event. And to say that the trainers are excited is an understatement. And as we are all, as your trainers at that event are organizing and putting together our training programs for you, it's going to be an incredible event. And this is the most excited I've seen speakers and trainers for a team event in quite a long time. I mean, we get excited, but this is a group that's excited. I also want to remind everybody this evening that it is November the 15th. We're midway through the month of November. The second half of November is going to go by very quickly. The first half may not have felt like it went by that fast for many of you, although it felt like it went by very quickly for me. But you better believe that with Thanksgiving in the United States coming up during the week next week, and Black Friday and everything that goes into the second half of the month of November, you're going to blink and it's going to be over. So I remind you of that because it's incredibly important to check your Performance Club points. We want to make sure that you know where you are on Performance Club. We have a goal that everybody in the team is Performance Club qualified. So ask yourself and check, where am I on Performance Club points? And if you're brand new, it's entirely possible that you don't even know what I'm talking about. That's why we want you to get with your sponsor. We want you to post your questions in the Facebook group. So I want to make sure that everybody is plugged in to your Performance Club points and you know exactly where you stand, and you have a goal to wrap up Performance Club qualification before the end of the month. We don't want anybody on the last day of the month feeling frantic or stressed about Performance Club points. There's plenty of time to get it done right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to turn the call over to our featured speaker and trainer this evening. This is a gentleman who has not only served as a mentor to me and so many others, but he is someone who understands the heart of the mission of equal access to the justice system. He has built an international sales team of professional entrepreneurs, coast to coast and border to border, that market the Legal Shield and ID Shield service not only professionally, but in high volume and expertly with great retention. This is a gentleman who has earned millions of dollars in his legal shield business, but more importantly, has helped many people earn six and seven figure incomes. This is someone who Legal Shield considers one of the great trainers, speakers, and motivators for the entire field sales force. He is our Platinum Executive Director and a $700,000 ring earner. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the call in Cookeville, Tennessee, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner, and congratulations to everyone plugging in on the call tonight. What an exciting time it is to be involved. I am definitely looking forward to our big event, Jim, in Cookeville, Tennessee, 3 weeks from tomorrow. So many of you arriving 3 weeks from today, I'm sure, coming in Thursday evening, and then 3 weeks from tomorrow we'll be kicking that event off. It's sold out. We told you it would sell out. But we've got some really nice stuff we're going to be giving out, and the training is going to be just out of the park. So I'm telling you, be in Cookeville December 7th and 8th. It's going to be amazing. And also be sure that you get registered for Dallas. We have bought we bought several hundred tickets, but we only have a few left. And if you've not yet locked down for Dallas, that's going to be again, I'm Jim and I serve on the Platinum World Council, and we're privy to some information, things that are going to be shared at that event and launched at that event. It's a big, big event. This is going to be a major one, and it's the first time in a long time that we've held it in Dallas. There's really five reasons, you know, why we conduct major events like this. Now, Cookeville's not necessarily a major event. We've got 100 people in town, but you know, Dallas is huge. We have 15,000 people registered already. But five reasons that we hold big events. One is so you can gain knowledge, and you get a lot of knowledge. Definitely improve your attitude. I think that's a big one. I always get an attitude. I think I have a good attitude, but I always get an attitude adjustment at these events. Number three, you change behavior. That's a big one. We change behaviors at these events. Number four, develop skills. You know, I've learned something at every event I've gone to that helped me become a better producer and a better leader in this business. And the fifth is build belief. And so that, as I look at an event like Cookeville or like Dallas, those are the five things we're looking at: gaining knowledge, improving attitude, change behavior, develop skills, and build belief. And, you know, you just think of that list. What of that don't you want? And, again, if you've not yet registered for Dallas, be sure you get registered. And there's a link right in the back office under events, right on our Success Team website, under events. Also, I just want to, before I get into my training topic tonight, I want to really encourage us to get our team plugged in. You know, we've got a new team website with the gy3successteam.com, and there's three things that we need people to do, and we're doing okay here, but I think we can improve, and just jot these three things down. This is the three things to get your team plugged in to our Success Team's system, okay? Number one, they just need to subscribe to our newsletter, and they can go to gy3successteam.com, and right there on that front page is a quick little subscribe to a newsletter. You put in your name, your email, and your phone number, and submit, and you're done. You're on it. Make sure that your team is doing that. Number two, be sure that they're on our text alert services so that they can plug into conference calls like this. We're no longer promoting, you know, this call on the Harvard emailer. So we're not sending out, you know, through our old system, our Harvard agent emailer, which went out to thousands and thousands of people, this call. And so I'm worried that people aren't even aware that this call is happening, and make sure we're communicating and getting this water to the end of the road, the information. And they can simply text the word at GY3Now to 81010. And there's a little text reminder where that is right on that front page too. Everything I'm talking about here, these three things, are on the front page at gy3successteam.com. But text the word at gy3now to 81010. If you're not on our text alert service, join today and get your team to join as well. And that'll help send them a reminder of our personal development call, which I thought was really great tonight, as well as this call that starts at 7 p.m. Central Time. And the third thing is have them join our Facebook page. We're having new, you know, 5 or 6, 7 new members joining every day. It's great. We're putting some really, really great training and information up on that site, and we want to make sure that everyone's plugged in, at least to that Facebook site for now. We have our own Success Team Facebook page, and be sure that you're on that. And even if you're not on Facebook, get your team plugged into that as well. All right, well, tonight I was thinking about over the last few weeks, we've had some really great trainings on this Thursday night call. We've talked a lot about the power of duplication, and we've kind of shared the vision. If everyone does their three, you know, that's what GY3 is all about, get your three, and you go help them get their three, and then they go get their three, and they go get their three. A guy asked me the other day, three what? Well, when you're first starting, it's three members. Go get your first three memberships, right? That's the first three. And then go get your three business partners, people that you're going to work in the business with. And once you get those three, go get three people that move to senior associate so you can move on up to senior manager. And then once you're moved to senior manager, you want to go to senior director, so go help, you know, three people get to manager and get your team to 100 sales, and director, and then on. And that's how it works all the way up to executive director. If you want to be an executive director, go get three lines doing 20 sales a month, and you're an executive director. So the GY3, you know, code works through the entire marketing plan of Legal Shield, and I'm excited about that. So what we're talking about right now when you're just starting is getting your first three memberships and your one associate, right, 3-in-1, and becoming a senior associate and getting that first bonus check. But they've put bonuses and incentives all along the path there to motivate us. So we've talked about duplication and how that's so powerful. Mr. Jim Tanner last week talked a lot about the system with a big emphasis on exposure and how to find prospects for exposure. What I wanted to do tonight is really just kind of talk specifically about becoming financially independent. So that's going to be the topic, is becoming financially independent. That's what I want for each of you. I want you to become financially independent. I talk to a lot of people every day. In fact, today I've been on the phone all day. I'm a little hoarse. I was making a lot of extra calls. It's the 15th. I love the 15th because it's the middle of the month. You got to make sure everyone is on track for Performance Club. If you're trying to reset from last month, today's the last day. I mean, there's lots of things that happen. We're in the middle of the month. We've got a holiday next week. I want to make sure everyone's on track. Well, I want, what motivates me and what drives me is helping people become financially independent. We've got a lot of people in the team right now, either there or on their way there. My brother, as I mentioned Monday, just returned from 10 days in Africa and, you know, to the Ivory Coast and was able to take a trip and visit the people there that he was a missionary with about 15 years ago. And what an incredible opportunity to travel the world and to have financial freedom. He got paid every single day he was gone because of this business. Now, he was hard to recruit. It took me 2.5 years to recruit my brother, but it was worth it. He's made millions. I've made millions. I'm so glad he's part of my team. But he didn't join the first day I approached him. He didn't sign up the first time I talked to him about it. It took a process, and so it is with many of the people that we recruit. But let me take you back to 1996. I'd been in the business 2 years, and I was living in New Orleans. I was focused on B2B sales. I was going out selling the legal plan as an employee benefit, mainly to police and sheriffs and fire departments. That was my niche. I was earning about $200,000 a year doing that, at least $150,000. So I was really focused, and before that I was making, you know, $1,000 a month when I started. So I to earn this kind of money, $10,000 a month, was just mind-blowing to me. I didn't want to change anything that I was doing. And I was speaking to my sponsor. I attended a convention. This could have been my second or third convention, but Dave Roller one of my mentors in the business was there. Dave Roller had built a massive organization. His team was selling 22,000 memberships a month. Think about that for a minute. 22,000 memberships a month. He was earning over $700,000 a year. And he would send me postcards from all over the world. He'd be in Paris, and he'd send me a postcard, which I really thought was great. He'd say, "Hey, Mark, Dave Roller, we're visiting Paris for the next few weeks." And then he would always sign them, "Keep selling, Dave Roller." And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool that, you know, he's traveling all over. And then they bought a home down in Costa Rica, and he'd send me a postcard from there. And he bought a home in Florida, and he'd send me a postcard from there. But he'd travel all over and send me these little postcards, and he always would sign them, "Keep selling, Dave Roller." So anyway, I had a chance to spend some time with him at this convention. We were, I think, backstage getting ready to be recognized for something, and sometimes those are an hour wait. So I was talking to him, and I asked him, "Dave, how and this one event I'm going to share with you right now, this information he shared with me changed my life. So I want to really set the stage here." But I asked him, I said, "How can you travel all over the world and earn all this money from Legal Shield, and yet you're hardly ever here?" And he said, "Well, I focused, instead of selling the plan," he said, "I've sold before, but instead of selling, I focused on recruiting." And he said, and I said, "So you think that's better?" And he said, "Well, it gives you more freedom." He said, "If you want financial freedom," that's what I'm talking tonight about, financial independence, he said, "you've got to learn to leverage your time. You've got to build a team." He said "you could start part-time." Some key words are part-time. We'll come back to that in a minute. But he didn't say stop what you're doing. He didn't say you need to stop selling memberships. You know, I was selling 75 plans every month, sometimes 100 plans in a month. He didn't say stop. He didn't disrupt what I was doing. He just said, "Do you think, Mark, that you could work part-time, an extra maybe 10 hours a week, and do a little recruiting if I can show you what to do?" And I said, yeah, I could. I was fishing 10 hours a week. I knew I had an extra 10 hours. I said, "Yeah, I can do that." And he said, "So if you take 10 hours a week, just part-time, you know, keep your group sales business going like it is. You're doing really well with that. But part-time, you start, 2 hours a day, start recruiting and start building a team." He said, "Eventually, you'll probably recruit a few people, right?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Then eventually you'll have 10 people on your team. Do you see that happening?" I said, "Yeah, I think I could go get 10 people." The key here is he start out real small, part-time, just fit it into what I'm doing. And not a huge number like, you need to recruit 10,000 people, although I did eventually have 10,000 people on my team, and then 20,000, and then 30,000. But he didn't start all that. He just said, "Do you think you can get 10? Because my little brain got wrapped around that, but I don't think if he started too big, I could have handled it. I would have said, that just doesn't seem real. So he said, "Do you think you get 10 people eventually?" And then this is the magical line he said. He said, "You can get 10 people also working 10 hours a week, just 10 people part-time. So if you get 10 people working 10 hours a week," he said, "what's 10 times 10? I said, 100. He said, "That's 100 hours plus your 10. So that's 110 hours. And then he said this, "You get paid, Mark, for 110 hours, but you only have to work 10. I was like, "Okay, let me make sure I get this. So I recruit some other people, and I get paid an override, right, on their sales. So I'm getting paid on 110 hours, but I only have to work 10. He said, "That's the secret." He said, "That's how I got financially independent. That's how I have the ability to travel all over the world and live in a country." He still lives down in Costa Rica, but he says, "I live in a country that you can't even sell the membership in, and yet I'm earning, close to $1 million a year from this business." And that philosophy that he shared with me backstage at a convention in Oklahoma City literally changed my life, because I remember leaving there with the goal of, okay, I'm going to start building and recruiting and finding people to build my network with Legal Shield. And I did. And now, you know, 20 years later, fast forward, I'm financially independent. And I'm now traveling the world. Last month, Jennifer and I went to Iceland. I know I've already shared this, but I just want to reemphasize it because I'm traveling the world. Like, I've been all over the world now, like a lot of different places, and it's all because of what he taught me there. I applied what he taught me. I recruited. I spent, you know, eventually it wasn't just 10 hours a week. I was spending 20 hours a week and 30 hours a week and 40 hours a week recruiting and building and developing my team. Within 2.5 years from that moment, I moved to Tennessee, and once I moved to Tennessee, I had stopped selling altogether. I focused entirely on recruiting and building a national organization. But now I'm able to travel the world. And last month, Jennifer and I went to Iceland with Jim and Danielle Tanner. And after that trip, which was incredible, all paid for by Legal Shield, Jennifer and I went to Scotland and Ireland. You know, those are three countries right there I've never been to, never dreamed I'd go to. I don't think Dave Roller went to them. And we've been all over. We've been to Paris. Last year we went to Barcelona. We went to Italy, to Rome, Italy. Then we went to Brazil, to the Summer Olympics down in Rio de Janeiro. I mean, and next year I think it's Malta that we're going to. I had to look up, where's Malta? And then, of course, you know, we're all working really hard right now to qualify for the Cabo trip, which is another country. I mean, it's just exciting. It's just thrilling to me that I followed what he said and got that result, and you can too. I want everyone to have that freedom that I enjoy, and that's, again, what drives me. It's what motivates me. It's not me making more money. It's me helping you be financially successful. So I'm glad you're on this call to hear what I have to share on that. Last week, just one more thought. Last week I went and visited, as I mentioned Monday, my new grandson. I have a brand new grandson, our 10th grandchild. We have 10 children and 10 grandchildren. So we got it balanced out right now. I know the first number is not going to change, but the grandchildren probably will. But my wife flew down to Biloxi, Mississippi, and a few days later I flew down. And I just had a really great time. Spent 3 days down there, took my granddaughters out shopping, took my grandson shopping. We took the granddaughters and got manicures and went out to dinner and took them to lunch. And I mean, it was just a blast. 3 days of being a grandpa. And I never knew it would be this fun, or I would have had more children. I know I would have. So it's just incredible. I know those that are grandparents on this phone can relate. It's an exciting thing. And why I was gone for those 3 days in Mississippi, focused on being a grandpa and being a dad and focused on family, Legal Shield deposited in my bank account over $15,000 in 3 days. An average of one day it was over $7,000, but an average of $5,000 a day. That's passive income. That's financial freedom. That's what I want to talk about here for a few minutes. So the secret of the rich is to create assets that throw off income. If you're taking notes, that's a good one. Secret of the rich, create assets that throw off income. When they go to work every day, that's what they're focused on, creating assets that throw off income. I got to create assets that throw off income. Secret of the poor, you can learn from the poor. Here's their secret: become the asset of the rich. If you're walking through the door in the morning and your name's not above the door, you're the asset. You're working for someone else to make them rich. Frank Acoin, we heard from him on a webinar last month. It was incredible. Here's how he says it. If your asset is not at work, you're not making money. If your asset is not at work, you're not making money. Rich people look for networks. Poor people look for work. Rich people look for networks. Poor people look for work. Similar, but totally different. That's what I started doing. I started looking to build a network. I started looking to recruit and develop a team instead of looking for work. Robert Kiyosaki, one of the greatest books I read was Rich Dad Poor Dad. He's the author of that book and several others, but you can Google and look at a lot of his stuff online now on YouTube. But he teaches a formula in that book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, a formula that you can escape the rat race with. Now, you can write the formula down. Many of you probably know this from other trainings, but it's PI. I do it like my dad was a biology professor, so I do it kind of like a chemical formula. But PI is greater than, okay, get your PI greater than your monthly expenses, ME is the middle, equals FI. So it's just PI greater than ME equals FI. What does it mean? Passive income is greater than your monthly expenses or your bills equals financial independence. Well, what's the most critical part of that formula? It's really the first part, passive income. Okay? All of us have bills, our monthly expenses. All of us want financial independence. I hope we want that. I hope we want more freedom, time freedom, ability to help other people more. But that first part is passive income. Let's talk about it. So, and he says if you develop passive income, he says this formula, once you get your passive income greater than your monthly bills, you can escape the rat race. Well, what is the rat race? Well, you work every day, you make money, you pay the bills, you spend all your money on the bills, so you go back to work. So it's kind of like I owe, so off to work I go. I mean, that is what a lot of people are stuck in right there. They go to work every day, they make a lot of money, or they make a little money, whatever. It doesn't matter what they make. They pay it all to bills, and they go back to work. I owe, so off to work I go. So what is passive income? Passive income is an income that you receive on a regular basis with little or no effort required to maintain it. I'll say that one more time. An income received on a regular basis with little or no effort required to maintain it. All right, so it's got to be regular. It's got to, you do something now and then it continues to pay month after month, year after year. 5% of Americans earn some form of passive income. That's the good news. 5% of people have figured it out. 10%, 95% of Americans don't. That's the bad news. Most people don't. There's some people that understand it. There's some people on this call that understand it, but they're not doing what it takes to develop it. And it's not as uncommon as you think. You know, if you have rental property, that can be a form of passive income. If you own a business, now, there's some businesses, there's no passive income in it. The business, you don't own a business, the business owns you. That's what Frank Acoin was talking about. And I know a lot of those. I've been in them. Okay? But you could have a business where you're not involved on a day-to-day basis, and it can throw off passive income. Renewal income. We get renewals from Legal Shield. You know, that's a form of passive income. If you write a book, an author of a book, they earn passive income. Actors and actresses earn passive income called royalties, you know. So, you know, there's a lot of different types of passive income, but it's all derived from an income that you receive on a regular basis with little or no effort required to maintain it. That's the secret. That's what we're trying to get is passive income in our life. So I was talking with an associate yesterday, and I was explaining to him about passive income. And I kind of went through a little bit of what we just talked about. And I said, so do you kind of understand now what passive income is? He goes, yeah. Now, he was working a couple jobs. He didn't have a whole lot of time. So I was talking to him about starting on a very part-time basis and just recruiting a few business partners, maybe a couple business partners a week or one business partner a week or a couple a month, something like that, just part-time. I was doing the same thing Dave said, you know, just start with some little numbers and working with them and get them working in the business. And I said, do you have an extra 5 or 10 hours a week? Do you have an hour a day that we could devote to that? He goes, yeah, I could do that. So we talked about that and getting a team and leveraging his time, leveraging himself out of that job that he had. And then I did the test at the end of it. At the end of the discussion, I said, okay, so if you go out today, John, and sell a legal plan, and you make $100, how much passive income did you earn? And he said, $100. And I said, nope, you've missed the test. I don't want to use the word failed, but it's like, that's not passive. The key words were, you go out. If you got to go out, it's not passive. I said, you got zero in passive income. You just went out and worked. It'd just be like a second job. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You know, if you need, you know, go out and sell plenty, make a check. That's great. That's part of the opportunity here. But there's a bigger opportunity. If you're doing the work, it's not passive. Now, let me be very clear. Building passive income requires a lot of work. Okay? You don't make passive income by sitting in a hot tub and waiting for people to go to work. I mean, it takes a lot of work to earn a passive income. When you get your first override check from Legal Shield, generally speaking, you're going to say, man, I deserve that. It's not going to be like, wow, they just paid me an override. It's like, it's about freaking time I got my override check. I've been working this thing for a while. I remember my first override check. I earned it, every penny of it. So I'm not talking initially when your team's just getting going and you have no momentum and you're at a low level and your team's coming in at a low level. And I'm not talking about that. That takes work. It takes effort. It takes consistency. We'll talk more about that in Cookeville in 3 weeks. But I'm talking about down the road, you get that team built. And what you're building is leaders. Once you develop leaders on your team, now you've got the opportunity to become financially independent. I like relating it to a car. Like, I'm sure some of you ran out of gas. When I got married, gas was about 50 cents a gallon. I have no idea how we ran out of gas all the time. But, you know, we'd run out of gas. We must have had zero money. But we'd run out of gas. And you know, I remember this one time when we ran out of gas, we weren't far, just a block away from a gas station. So I got behind the car and I said, hey, Jennifer, you just put in neutral and I'm going to push you down the road. And so I pushed on this car and it did not budge. And I went and talked to her in the window. I said, is your foot on the brake? She said, no. I said, is it in neutral? I reached in there and made sure it was in neutral. I said, well, I don't know why it's not rolling. She goes, well, you need to push harder. I said, well, I'm pushing it as hard as I can. So I'm pushing as hard as I can. And just then, two other guys ran up. I don't know if they had got out of their car. I can't remember. But they ran up and started pushing with me. And, oh, man, it started rolling. And then another two guys ran up, or another big guy, I think it was a big guy, came up. And there was four of us back there pushing that car. And we got it down to the gas station. I said, hey, thanks so much. And we got that momentum. Once you get that wheel turning, it's momentum. That's how a business is. That's how building a team is with Legal Shield. When you first start pushing, it's just you. And your team, it feels like someone's foot's on the brake or that it's in first gear. I mean, that's what it feels like. That's why people quit. It's like, I can't do that. That's way too hard. But it gets better as people start joining your team and you develop leaders. Those people pushing with you are leaders. They start pushing the team with you. Then it's not all just you. And you've got momentum. So you got leaders pushing and you got the wheels turning. Those two together, it gets a lot easier. And you can make a lot of money. In fact, at some point, you can be acting like you're pushing the car, but just kind of acting like it, and the leaders are doing all the pushing. I mean, it's pretty cool. So, you got roll out money, where you roll out of bed in the morning and go make money. That's what we're taught in school to go make, and that's what most people do. But you also have rollover money, where you just literally roll over in bed and you make money. And that's what I'm talking about tonight, is that passive residual income that you can receive from Legal Shield by building a sales team. Now, putting a team together is not easy. I always am clear on that, but it's the most financially rewarding thing I've ever done is started recruiting. I started building, and I've been very consistent in recruiting new people to my team all the time. I hope you understand that. Even though I'm making a lot of money now and I have a lot of time freedom, I still recruit people every single month in my Legal Shield business. Here's why. I'm the leader. And the speed of the leader determines the speed of the pack. And I'm not ever going to ask others to do what I'm not willing to do. And so I'm consistently building. Right now, my main focus is building a new platinum team. I've been platinum for 22 years. I've added a couple more executive lines, but the company said, Mark, if you go out and build four new executive director lines, we'll give you a $1.5 million bonus. Now that not only is to me, but it's to every person on this call. They offered that to everyone. And I took advantage of it. I said, okay. So I've got on my marker board here my four new executive lines. They're all in. And now I'm working hard with them every day. I was on the phone with a person in each one of those lines today. And I'm working with people in those lines to build four new executive directors. And I'll keep those executive director lines, hopefully. That, you know, might need to get a fifth one as a spare tire, but my goal is to keep all four of them qualifying every single month for 5 years. And then you don't have to wait till the fifth year, but the fifth year, they pay $1 million. And in the first 4 years, over each year, they pay you, you know, almost $500,000, over almost $500,000. And that's my plan. And that's what I'm working on. So, you know, I hope you're building your platinum team. I hope you're building your executive director team. You know, if I can go out in the next few years and build another platinum team, every person on this call can do that. And I'm doing it still part-time. I've got a wedding next month. I've got grandkids. I'm old. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm 24 years older than when I started. Some of you are young and able to do this and full throttle it. So I want to just share this with you real quick. The importance is that we offer people an opportunity of part-time. I want to play just a real quick segment from Mr. Jim Rohn, and because no one says it better than him, and he talks here about the magic of part-time. So this is Jim
Rohn. And here's what my mentor said, Mr. Schilf. He said, Mr. Rohn, you can start this miracle working business part-time. You don't have to go full-time. You can start part-time. And he said, if you'll devote, to start with, let's say 10, 12, 15 hours a week, where you'll start making a profit, here's what you can now say. I'm working full-time on my job and part-time on my fortune. Because profits lead to fortune. I got so excited about that philosophy. I'm working full-time on my job, but now I'm working part-time on my fortune. I found a way not only to make a living, you won't believe this, I found a way to make a fortune. Can you imagine what that's like then to get up in the morning? To go to work on your fortune? Not to go to work to pay the rent, which is okay, but a chance to go to work to make a fortune? And I said, right now I'm working part-time on my fortune and full-time on my job, but it won't be long until I'll be working full-time on my fortune. Can you imagine what life is going to be like? Now, here was my first goal when I started. And that was, part-time, I wanted to equal on my profits part-time what I was earning on my full-time job. This is called the magic of part-time. It is so thrilling for people to start working the business part-time, because now you can work on profits, and it doesn't take very long. If you'll really concentrate on those 10, 12, 15 hours a week, it won't be long if you really do it right and learn some of the skills I'm going to talk about. It won't be long until you can be earning as much part-time working on your fortune as you are full-time working on your job. I did that in less than 6 months. Now I've got an incredible invitation. I found a way part-time to work on my fortune, and I'm making as much money at that as I am on my full-time job. Would you like to hear my story? It was incredible. Now, here was my second goal, to make twice as much money part-time working on my fortune as I was working full-time on my job. And I reached that in less than a year. Making twice as much money part-time working on my fortune as I was full-time working on my job. Now I've got an incredible invitation that won't quit. I found a way, through a unique opportunity, to work part-time on my fortune, and I'm now earning twice as much money as I am working full-time on my job. Would you like to hear my story? Do you imagine anybody would say, no, I don't care to hear your story? No. Everybody I said that to said, wow, yes, what are you doing? I said, I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you. Now, when I started making twice as much money part-time as full-time, here's my dilemma. I didn't want to go full-time. And why not go full-time? And the reason was because I didn't want to give up my electrifying story. Right? It was so powerful, nobody could resist the invitation to at least take a look. I didn't want to give it up. And I hung on for I don't know how long until it was, you know, almost insane. And then finally, reluctantly, I gave up my full-time job. But now, you can imagine the thrill and excitement of going to work full-time on my fortune. It was incredible. But I want you to jot down the magic of part-time. What does it take to really change a person's lifestyle? Not very much. An extra $1,000 a month, I'm telling you, will drastically change most American families' lifestyle. And that's why part-time is so valuable, because it very quickly changes a person's lifestyle. And here's what the change in lifestyle does. It's a great recruiting tool. One of the greatest recruiting attractions is the money you make part-time. Somebody said, you've been on 3 vacations this year? Says, yes, I got this little part-time thing going. Says, what's that? You bought 2 new cars, one for you and one for her? How did you do that? Said, I got this little part-time thing going. Your kids have got all these new clothes? Yes. All this stuff is happening? What is it? An extra $1,000 a month. See, $1,000 a month full-time, nobody wants to hear your story. $1,000 a month part-time, it starts to change your lifestyle, everybody wants to hear your story. So the key is part-time. The magic and the attraction of part-time gives you a classic invitation for somebody to listen to what you're doing that's changing your life. And it's not just necessarily the money that changes your life. It's what you do with the money. It's the change of lifestyle. So part-time helps to change lifestyle, which gives you a classic invitation to look at what you're doing. That's how I
start. Awesome. Well, that is, well said. I can't say it as good as Mr. Jim Rohn does. The magic of part-time. He goes to work full-time on his job and part-time on his fortune. Well, my job when I started was selling memberships with Legal Shield. That was my job. And then my fortune was derived from recruiting and building a sales team. And I'm excited that we've really are working together on developing this new system. I mean, the system's developed. It's just getting everyone trained on it and taught on it and duplicating it down through their organization. I love how he said $1,000 a month can change people's lifestyle, and it sure can. And we got to remember that. We've been recruiting a lot of people full time to do group sales. And I'm telling you, we're missing a major, massive part of the market out there of people that would love to do this just part-time. And and our performance club, the Legal Shield Performance Club program, fits that to the T. That's what we want to be selling and offering, and the freedom bonuses every month and the trips and all of that. So we've got to offer people a very part-time opportunity and make it sound very simple. And this is part of not making them feel like they're going to change anything. It's not, we're not trying to give them a job or change their career. So this, again, part of this transition that we're trying to train on. We're trying to teach them, hey, keep doing what you're doing, and let's do something very part-time. And I can show you how to build a fortune doing this on a part-time basis. And Jim Rohn said it really well. I'll put a copy of that audio, the whole audio, in our back office there at the Success Team site, so you can check that out. That's a whole 1 hour. That was just 5 minutes of it. So, well, we must follow and teach the system. Jim trained on that last week. Exposure, you know, is the first part of the system. And it's time right now for all-out massive exposure. I just challenge you to be exposing more people every day than ever before. Whoever exposes the most recruits the most, and whoever recruits the most develops the most leaders. There's nothing more important than continuing to expose new people every single day. And I hope you're getting the feel of that and understanding that. And if you're not, and you're confused or not sure about that, listen to last week's call. Mr. Tanner gave a long list of places to find people. We're not definitely not short on people. And if you're still confused, call me. Call me and I can help you, you know, learn how to expose people to this business. Then you got to follow up. The fortune is in the follow-up. You got to follow up. That takes some effort. It takes some calls. Here's why follow-up's hard. It's where rejection is introduced. You can have a lot of no's when you follow up. That's okay. Our personal development call tonight did a great job talking about those no's and how to mentally handle them and process them. Confirmation, the third step, where you involve your support team and you get or a website or an event can all be great forms of confirmation. And I'm telling you what, we've got some announcements we'll be making in Cookeville on events. It's exciting what we're going to give you access to. We're going to give you mega events that you can use to develop and build your team. Never before in the history of the company has there been so many events available to build and recruit with. And we're going to introduce several new campaigns focused in specific markets. It's going to be very, very exciting. Enrollment. That's the fourth step. And so most of us are probably good at that. That was an existing step in our other system, but we enroll the person as a member, enroll them as an associate. We're getting better at talking about becoming an associate and getting plugged in. That's exciting. Our recruiting is up 34% over last month by the 15th. So we are doing an incredible job there, and I don't doubt that that's going to continue to grow every single month as we again, get this system duplicating down in our organization. And the fifth part of the system, the fifth step is duplicate. Kind of like the shampoo, rinse and repeat. You got to repeat. You got to do it again, and you got to teach your team to do it. So it's really just four steps. It's running the bases. Exposure, follow-up, confirmation, enrollment. I'm not going to get into that. Jim covered it last week in a really good way. If you missed that call, be sure to listen to the playback. Let me close with one more story. Dan Holman, a friend of mine here in Cookeville, Tennessee, one of our $100,000 earners, built an incredible organization. He shares a story. He shares a lot of stories. He's a great storyteller, but he shares a story about two men that he met once at an airport. And these two guys had just arrived in America from their country, and I can't remember what country it was, but they were like kissing the ground at the airport. They were just excited to have arrived in America. And so he sat down, he was waiting for a flight, and he sat down and was talking to him. And he goes, so where are you from? And they told him that they had just arrived here, and one of the guys pulled out some money out of his pocket. He says, we spent all of our money. This is all we have left of all of our life savings, of everything we had. We have a little bit of clothes and this money, and we've arrived in America now. And, they were kind of tattered clothes. And so Dan said, well, what's your plan now? Are you going to go get a job? Well, when he said that, both of them looked at him kind of puzzled. And one of them said, no, we're not. We didn't come to America to get a job. We could have got a job in our country. He goes, you come to America to run a business. He goes, we're going to go into business. I can't remember what business they were going to go into, but they had it all planned out. We're going to go in and do this business. That's why we're here. We are in the land of opportunity, the land of freedom, and now we can start a business. We can't own a business in our country, but you can do it in America, and that's why we're here. And Dan, as he shares that story, says, how unfortunate it is that you and I are in America, or I'll just say North America because we probably have some Canadians on the call. We're in the land of opportunity, the land of freedom, an opportunity to go build a business and create a business and be the CEO of our own company and literally write our future. I hope you understand that does not exist in many countries, but it exists here. We have an amazing opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. We have amazing products. We have incredible advanced commissions where we can get advanced money into our bank account, you know, 10 times what we send in, they'll send back to us. It's unbelievable. We get lifetime residual income on every plan we write. There's bonuses and incentives, more bonuses and incentive dollars on the table right now than ever before in the 50-year history of Legal Shield. Amazing trips where we, you and I, can travel the world together. There's 310 million people in the U.S., and only 1.7 million have our plan. That leaves a little over 3.8 million. As Harlan Stonecipher used to say, we haven't scratched the scratch of market penetration. The market's there. People are selling plans every day. There's probably over 1,000 to 2,000 plans sold just today. People are looking for exactly what we have. We've got the best legal access plan. We've got the best identity theft plan. I just hope you understand this is the opportunity of a lifetime. I hope that we take advantage of it. I hope that we seize this incredible moment right now by helping people into our business, looking for business partners, and helping them see the power of part-time and the ability to become financially independent. Next week is Thanksgiving. You know, we aren't going to have a call, as Mr. Tanner mentioned, but I hope that you're thankful for all that we have. We have a lot to be thankful for here with Legal Shield. I appreciate each of you. I'm thankful for you, the members of my team that work hard and are committed and plug into conference calls and are serious about this business. If there's ever anything I can do to help you in your business, don't hesitate to call me. You can Google my name, Mark Riches. My phone number comes right up. And call me, and I'm here to help and serve you. I want to help you become financially independent. I appreciate each one of you plugging in on the call tonight. God bless you. Have an incredible Thanksgiving. And expose a lot of people to this business opportunity. There's a lot of people that need what we have. Have a great night, everyone.